I could spend all morning talking about our city's success, but today I need to do something different. I'm going to focus on one topic, but it's a topic that impacts everything we do in our city, all of our plans and policies, every sector of our economy, safety and quality of life in all of our neighborhoods. It's the challenge of climate change, and it's an urgent priority. I'm going to outline the scope of the threat posed by sea level rise, severe storms, flooding, and heat. And I'm going to offer a plan for us to meet this challenge comprehensively together as a city. It's a plan to protect our waterfront and much more. It's a plan to protect our people, protect their homes and their jobs, protect businesses large and small, protect schools, parks, and roads, senior centers, and daycare facilities. It's also a plan to connect our people to open space, to Boston Harbor, to opportunity. It's a vision of environmental, economic, and social resilience, and I'm going to ask for your help making it a reality. But first, let me tell you what we've done already. We've led the fight for climate action here in Boston. We've been ranked the number one city for energy efficiency in the United States for 5 years. We are one of the first American cities to set targets of being carbon neutral by 2050. At the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris, we won the top award for community engagement. And when the White House pulled out of the Paris Agreement, we led a coalition of cities that remain committed to our planet and to our people's well-being. We expanded open space across the city, making us the number one in the nation for residents' access to parks. Thank you. We're investing in green transportation with protected bike lanes in Roxbury, the South End, and North End. We've expanded bike share access in Mattapan, Rosendale, and Dorchester. And we've strengthened partnerships with the MBTA to increase public transit use. This June, we hosted an international climate summit. At that summit, we convened a group of cities focused on buying renewable energies collectively. At home, we're launching a community choice energy program to provide the same opportunity to our residents. I'm proud of our leadership, but the fact is climate change is already here. Just look at what other cities have faced. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy inflicted $70 billion worth of damage and caused the deaths of 71 people. It brought Lower Manhattan's financial sector to a standstill. Last year, Hurricane Harvey caused $125 billion worth of damage and 68 deaths in Houston and Southeast Texas. Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico and caused over 3,000 people to lose their lives. We welcome hundreds of survivors to Boston, and I saw the impact up close when I visited Puerto Rico with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Last month, Florence caused the evacuation of the Carolina coast with at least 45 deaths. And just last week, Hurricane Michael was the fourth strongest storm ever to make landfall in the United States. It's already done over $30 billion worth of damage and killed at least 26 people. The science is clear. Climate change has given us hotter and more volatile weather. It's amplified the frequency and impact of severe storms, and it has increased the rate of sea level rise. An international panel of scientists just released a new report saying major impacts could hit worldwide as early as 2040. We don't have to look that far for early warning signs. A dumpster floating down the street at Four Point Channel in January, the Blue Line tracks underwater in March, floodwaters in Christopher Columbus Park reaching the Rose Kennedy Greenway for the first time, king tides that routinely flood the Harbor Walk, driftwood on a soccer field at Lopresti Park in East Boston. The hottest and most humid summer in our recorded history this year. Climate change is very real to Bostonians. We are working every day to be a climate-ready Boston. We review and upgrade emergency management systems across every department to be prepared as possible. We are launching a resilient design standard for infrastructure so private construction on public rights of way can protect our neighborhoods from flooding. Now we're designing a resilient zoning overlay district to strengthen building requirements in the floodplain. But even if we are the lead in our response, the race has only begun. The dark areas on this map shows Boston's flood risk in the year 2070. We're not just planning for the next storm we will face, we're planning for the next storms the next generation will face. This is a moment they'll look back on and judge us by. I want to address one proposal that's been discussed for several years, a massive barrier across Boston Harbor. Besides taking decades to complete, a barrier would bring its own set of serious ecological issues. The fact is, we're all here in the city we love because of a naturally sheltered harbor. We built Boston on it. We cleaned it up. Instead of walling off our harbor, we need to work with it. Shoreline projects are more feasible and more effective ways to increase our city's resilience. We have to focus on the most vulnerable areas on the flood maps, the entry points for water into our city. Here you see Four Point Channel in Moakley Park. They're underwater in a storm. And they also start flood paths that run deep into our neighborhoods from Chinatown and the South End to Dorchester and Roxbury. We have to take action to protect our neighborhoods. We need to address unique conditions at each point of our shore and create tailored solutions responsive to the community's needs. So that's what we've done. We've engaged with the experts, we've listened to the community's deep local knowledge, and we've identified ways to protect our neighborhoods that also enhance access and enjoyment of our waterfront. Today, we're releasing Climate Ready Plan for South Boston. It joins an existing plan for East Boston and Charlestown. And now we're launching a plan for the downtown and the North End, as well as the entire Dorchester shoreline. Together, these plans offer coastal resilient solutions spanning our 47-mile shoreline. This is our vision for a resilient Boston. It's a system not of barricades, but of beaches and parks and trails and open space that are elevated to block floods and enhance and unlock opportunity. It calls for 67 acres of new space and 122 acres of revitalized open space on the waterfront. It links to our Emerald Necklace and reflects the same values of public health, public access, and world-class design. It's a vision of a city more connected to our waterfront and to each other. I'm excited to share our vision and our progress towards achieving it. Let me take you on a brief journey down the waterfront. In East Boston and Charlestown, our goal is to restore and renew the space along the Inner Harbor. In Charlestown, we've committed funds to elevate Main Street as part of the Rutherford Ave. Sullivan Square redesign. This will block the primary flood pathways through the neighborhood. The next steps include elevating Ryan Playground and redeveloping the Schraft Center waterfront. In East Boston, we've completed a deployable flood wall on the East Boston Greenway. When storm surge hits, the wall can be raised to block marginal street flood paths, protecting over 4,200 residents and at least 70 businesses in critical utility and transit infrastructure. We're working with Tom Glenn at Massport, along with the East Boston community on Pierce Park Phase 2. It will double the amount of green space to 10 acres and elevate it for protection. We must also restore Wood Island, Belle Island Marsh. It's the last tidal salt marsh in Boston and will disappear if we don't act. We're working with Suffolk Downs Development on a resilient design with community access. We've also identified opportunities along Bennington Street to block storm surge. And we're working with community groups to increase access to the waterfront. Here you can see the opportunity for a renovated and a resilient Constitution Beach. It's a perfect example of our win-win strategy. We will make the places our neighbors love the spaces that keep our neighborhoods safe. Turning to the downtown and the North End waterfront, flood risks threaten our financial center, our tourist destination, and our oldest residential neighborhoods. But we're not about to retreat from our historic waterfront. Instead, we have to adapt and activate it. We'll elevate sections of the Harbor Walk, we'll create connections to the Rose Kennedy Greenway, and we'll reimagine Sergeant's Wharf. It's now a parking lot. We'll revitalize and elevate Langone Popolo Park on the North End, and we'll work with the Friends of the Christopher Columbus on a new design. And we'll enhance Long Wharf as a hub for water transportation. In other words, we'll make the harbor where Boston was born the gateway to Boston's future. In South Boston, our new resilient plan shows how climate action can bring a city together. The conversation is often about the seaport. In fact, new buildings are being developed at high standard of resilience, including Seaport Square, where Amazon and other companies will be located, and projects like 150 Seaport Boulevard are expanding our Harbor Walk. It's older building stock that we need to be more worried about. And it's the points on the shore where floodwaters enter our city. That's why last fall I announced our intention to create a signature resilient park system around Four Point Channel. We are working with all property owners around the channel to make this plan a reality. It's the kind of collaboration will be essential to all of our future work. I want to thank General Electric for taking the lead on the resilient building design, Gillette for advancing a climate-ready plan for their waterfront, as well as Synergy, Honeyman, the Children's Museum, and Mass Development. In addition, we're applying for FEMA mitigation grant of $10 million to begin the resilient work. And the Boston Water and Sewer have begun installing essential infrastructure for reducing flood risk. In the meantime, we are nearing completion of Martin's Park, the first step in the new Four Point Channel. Named for Martin Richard. It's an inclusive playground with a climate-ready design. It embodies the values we want for all of our future parks. Across the neighborhood at Moakley Park, we've been working with residents on a resilient redesign. Whatever emerges from this community process, it's going to protect South Boston, Dorchester, Roxbury, the South End, and Back Bay. It will be even a more welcoming space than it is now. And the first people a resilient Moakley Park will protect are the thousands of residents of the Ann Lynch, Old Colony, and Mary Ellen McCormick public housing developments, as well as their neighbors. These developments in this park represents Boston's historic commitment to our collective well-being. That's the legacy we build on. And when we complete the Emerald Necklace along Columbia Road from Franklin Park to Moakley Park, we'll increase access to the waterfront for all the residents of our city. We've committed $11 million from the sale of Winthrop Square Garage for that purpose. The rest of our coastline to the south, we envision as a resilient, accessible, and connected Dorchester shoreline, the kind that you see here. Notice how many residential communities this shoreline can protect. We are working with the state on the Morrissey Boulevard redesign to stop the flooding, protect neighbors from future risk, and open up more of our waterfront. The Neponset River Trail starts in Mattapan. We want to complete its connections to the Harbor Walk from Tinian Beach to Victory Road Park. We'll continue all the way up to Columbia Point, where we have a strong partnership with UMass Boston, and we'll work with the developer of the Bayside site. We'll open up our waterfront for our largest, most diverse neighborhoods. And we'll ask residents what amenities they'd like to see, including more public transit and better roadway connections. This is the opportunity a resilient Boston Harbor presents to protect Boston, connect Boston, enhance Boston now and for future generations. We've already started to make it a reality. We've made investments. We've launched community conversations. We've completed projects and we've increased resilience on every stretch of our waterfront. But there's no partial credit for this project. We have a lot more work to do. We need to do it together. At each point of the plan, there are challenges. Multiple property owners, multiple jurisdictions, funding needs. The Harbor Walk alone touches 356 different properties. It's a shared resource and a shared obligation. We can't let these man-made hurdles hold us back. The risk is too great and the opportunity too good. I mentioned what major storms have done in other cities. Consider what's at stake in Boston. Our downtown financial engines are at stake. Hundreds of small businesses are at stake. Many thousands of homes are at stake. Billions of dollars of public and private investment in property and infrastructure are at stake. No project we take on today will cost anywhere near as much as doing nothing. We've done the math. In East Boston, we could invest $160 million in resiliency, or we could do nothing and expect damages of $480 million. In Charlestown, we could invest $50 million now or pay $200 million later. In South Boston, we can invest $1 billion or we could pay $19 billion in citywide damages when Four Point Channel and Dorchester Bay meet and flood the heart of our city. We either invest now or we pay a much bigger price later. And we'll pay that price in more than dollars. We'll pay it in jobs lost, small businesses that never recover, homes destroyed, and families displaced. That's why we're investing millions of dollars at these sites I mentioned today. And we're going to go further. To begin, we pledge at least 10% of all new capital spending in the city of Boston to resilient projects. We're also developing resources like green bonding through our Renew Boston Trust, the Community Preservation Act the voters passed 2 years ago, and public-private coalitions like the Green Ribbon Commission. But however committed that we are and however creative we are, the city of Boston cannot do this alone. The impacts of climate change and the benefits of resilience are shared across every level of government, every class of property, every sector of our economy. So we must also share in the obligation as well. We will work with our neighboring cities and towns on a harbor-wide solution. And I'm grateful to our state partners for the work that we have done together so far. But we have so much more to do. We have to design and fund more ambitious solutions. Boston is the capital city of Massachusetts and the engine of the New England's economy. The state and the region depend on our resilience. We're also going to work with our congressional delegation on opportunities like the FEMA grants, reminding the federal government that mitigation aid now is cheaper than disaster relief later. Philanthropy also has a vital role to play. The Barr Foundation is our leader in this plan. I ask everyone who wants to have deep and lasting impacts to join the Barr Foundation and get involved. We want our plan to be on the leading edge of where social equity and climate resilience intersect. Finally, I appeal directly to the business community in Boston. I know that as property owners and decision makers and citizens, you are engaged with climate change and its impacts. You've built green buildings. You've elevated your systems. You've put in flood barriers. Those are critical steps. But they can't be the only steps, because one day soon you could find yourself on an island in your resilient building, literally. And neither your workers nor our first responders will be able to get there. Resilience is an ecosystem asset, not an individual one. Property lines and no protections against floods. We need to weave our efforts together into one resilient shore that is stronger than the sum of its parts. That's what our plan makes possible. If your property is on the water and your property is 1 mile inland, you're at risk. Wherever you are in Boston, the ability of your employees to get to work, the ability of your suppliers to make deliveries are at risk. We can and we must fund and build a solution together. The climate work that we've done and the plan that I share today protect your property, protect your workforce, protect your investments. And we need your leadership to make it a reality. Whether it's installing a resilient infrastructure, or contributing to an open space upgrade, you can strengthen your investments. You can protect the community that you are part of. And we can create an even stronger city to do business in. I hope, like me, you'll see it as our city's obligation to the generations who come after us. I also hope, like me, you see it as Boston's opportunity to once again lead a way forward on an issue of vital national importance. My team will be reaching out on how you can get involved. But don't wait for us. Visit the website to learn more. We welcome your input, your expertise, your investments, your partnerships. I started off today talking about our city's success. I'm not just here to say it's all at risk from climate change. I'm here to say that our success is proof that we have the talent, the resources, and innovation we need to rise to this challenge. We've done big things on our harbor before. We did them together. Everybody played a role. We started a revolution that made America, and we welcomed the immigrants who built America. We filled the Back Bay and created the Esplanade and built neighborhoods on land reclaimed from the water. We made room for an international airport, a public university, and some of the best urban parks and beaches in the world. We created a harbor walk, thanks to the foresight of city planners. Not long ago, we dug a third harbor tunnel, we built an iconic bridge, and buried two interstate highways, bringing the people of Boston closer to their waterfront. We cleaned the harbor, opened the harbor islands, and now we don't just see people, but we see whales and seals and all kind of marine life returning to our waters. Today, I call on those same qualities of hard work and high ambition. Boston's drive not only to solve tough problems, but set new standards as we enter a new era in our harbor city's history. Let us show the world that resilience is more than the ability to survive adversity. It's the will to emerge even stronger than we were before. That's the promise of a resilient Boston. That's the past, the present, and the future of our city. That's what I know that we can do together. I want to thank you for being here this morning. God bless you, and God bless the city of Boston.
Well, Mayor, I think they liked your speech. I can't imagine that there is a more bold, deep, and honest conversation going on about the subject of climate change anywhere in this country. So, Mayor, thank you for your leadership in using this as a platform to talk about all the work that you've done and the work that you want to do together with all of us.